You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down, and you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie, too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl. All about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl.
Drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hey, all you drama queens, welcome back to episode 111. The living years. Isn't that a song?
Ooh, I feel like it's that a feels song. Good.
In the living years. It is the living years. Yeah. That's why. Okay. The Eagles, maybe Don Henley. Okay. Anyway, listen, here's what happens in this episode. In this episode, unable to cope with the pressure from Dan, Nathan quits the basketball team while Peyton enjoys having her dad home.
Daddy!
And we get to meet her dad for the first time, which was such a nice introduction of a new parent to the scenario. Yeah. And I wish we'd gotten to see more of him, this lovely actor.
Thomas Ian Griffith. Yeah, I mean, I had three very good actors playing father figures to me. There was Thomas Ian Griffith here. And then Kevin Kilner came in to play the character later. And then John Doe played my birth dad years later. But in this first like introduction of Peyton's dad, the character's name was not originally Larry. The character's name was originally Glenn. But I was living above that.
Oh, Glenn, that the guy.
The scary guy.
Scary guy would stare at you.
Girls, I had so many creepy nights with Glenn. Where like I would go out on my patio and our patios are right next to each other. And he'd just be like, you alone over there? You know, and I'd like just broken up with my boyfriend and was like living alone. And it was the first time I really kind of had to navigate that myself. And you know, I'm that person that's been watching Dateline like forever. And like before that, Unsolved Mysteries and things. So
and like SVU marathons on Sundays.
Oh my God. Woo! Oh my God. Yes. And so worst case scenario was always like on my mind. But this dude named Glenn that lived next to me had creeped me out enough that when I got the script, I immediately went to our bosses. And I was like, guys, he's going to think it's a sign. He's going to think I'm like communicating with him. I want to change the name. And they're like, okay, we don't care. You know, like, what do you want to change it to? And my childhood love, like the boy I loved from kindergarten through freshman year in high school was Larry Eppard. He has since married one of like my other great loves, Sarah Yassine, who we cheered with. And I, you know, like, I guess they hadn't gotten married yet, but they had been together since we were in high school. And aww. I was like, Larry is a safe person. Like Larry is someone who I love. Yeah. It's a name I can say with like affection. Like, I love you, Larry.
Did you tell the show? Did you tell them that the writers? That?
Oh yeah. I was like, it's my childhood love. It's the person who I trust so, so much. You know, it was just a name that did sound like a, like strong dad energy.
Sure.
Like there's not a lot of kids walking around named Larry. Like we weren't going to run into a Larry at Tree Hill High School. so they're like, sure. But that is how, that's how dad got his name. But yeah, to Joy's point, I had been told, did you guys hear this?
I did. Now that once you said it, I had like echoes in my memory of something.
They recast my dad because they thought that we had so much flirty energy. And when we were in the thick of it back in like 2003, I just kind of took their word for it. And now that I'm watching it back, I'm like, I don't see it.
I don't see it at all.
I see so much like tenderness, but it doesn't feel like it has a chemistry. It feels really authentic and the affection feels real. And he definitely does not, I mean, to me anyway, appear to be flirting with you.
No. No, he, like, Thomas did a really nice job.
He did a beautiful job.
Poor Thomas.
Yeah, well, he's on Cobra Kai now. So he was like the bad guy from Karate Kid.
That's right.
They're bringing him back onto Cobra Kai now. So I hope he's out there kicking ass. I think we had a good 3-episode run with him. It's hard bringing in a new parent character and having to see these characters that have been really independent. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden like, oh, shucks, daddy. It felt weird to say daddy. That felt weird.
For Peyton, yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
I loved it, though. I loved watching the way you guys played your scenes. And I love seeing that sort of youthful innocence in her, because she does always have to be a grown-up. And like he comes home and you know, you really seem like a sweet kid. And it's nice.
We weren't flirty. God.
No.
Well, I'll tell you who was flirty today in this episode was Brooke. That was a lot of flirtiness.
But also it was vulnerable.
But then I mean, it went to a really vulnerable place, which I loved. I loved that arc for you. But yeah, that was tough. We were all kind of cringing at that hot tub scene. That was a rough way to start.
Yeah, I mean that was the scene that led to my, you know, first ever screaming fight with my bosses, and I did what I said I was going to do.
Which was
and
what?
I came to work for the next scene wearing a turtleneck.
So you sure did, girl.
I was like, watch me. This is completely inappropriate and I will continue to wear, I will wear turtlenecks forever.
Is the title of this episode Pasties and Turtlenecks?
Because honestly, it should be. It really should yes. be.
You could have had the same effect with all of your scenes, whether it's like from last episode where you're taking the Polaroids to this episode where you're unzipping your pants and stuff. You could have gotten the same effect without turning it up to 11 every time.
Yeah.
You know, it was like somebody read a perfectly good script and was like, you know what we need is more cowbell. It's like, Brooke is the cowbell.
That's a great one.
Honestly,
reference.
They were like, ring the bell, child.
Yes.
You're the cowbell.
I will say, though, like, it made me so happy to finally get to a point with her in this episode where all of that gets taken away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, the cracking the joke, being like, I'm going to borrow this Polaroid in case he's feeling frisky. Like, all those gross one-liners. We get to this point where she keeps saying, like, I feel uncomfortable. I feel scared. I feel like I'm not enough. I feel like I'm not being chosen. I feel afraid.
Yeah.
And those scenes grow in intensity. And when she finally gets to say, I feel like we're both being played, which honestly is true.
Oh my God. She's so right.
She's so right. She's like, he's dating us both. It's weird. But by the end, when she gets to sit and be really vulnerable, and I kind of feel like it's the foreshadowing for years later when she finally admits that she's terrified she's not enough.
Oh, when she's like, I need you to need me. Yeah. Oh, this is the beginning of that.
It's the beginning of this girl saying, I don't feel like I am as valuable. I'm scared you're not going to pick me. I'm scared you don't really want me for anything other than, you know.
Or that yeah. you have to supplement me with mm-hmm. someone else, mm-hmm. which is a terrible feeling, oh. you know, where it's like Brooke Davis is enough. I think our fan base, you know, can like fervently yeah. express that. But to know like, oh, you have to go and hang out with a whole other person because you're not stimulated talking to mm-hmm. me or you're not, you know, whatever. I got nervous watching this. I was like, oh, is Peyton gaslighting Brooke by being like, you're fine, everything's fine, mm. everything's fine. And I think no, and maybe that's mm. just me being defensive of Peyton, like I think she genuinely wanted you to feel like, no baby, this is your win, this is your yeah. win. But Lucas for sure gaslights her. Like Lucas for sure is like, what are you talking about?
But you know what I actually see for Peyton, and I have such a heart for it. I see a friend really trying to do her best.
Yeah.
I think in that scene where you're like, no, you're good and you're enough, he's choosing you. I think the reason you leave is because you can't keep going. Like, what a weird moment to leave a person. But I think you leave because you're doing your best to be her friend. And in the last episode, when you left the cafe at open mic night because seeing us was hard, and I run after you, the sort of like missed connection that these girls are having of like, don't feel like a third wheel. You're my best friend. You're more important to me than him. And you're like, yeah, it's the third wheel thing. Like,
sure, Peyton, that's what it is.
Peyton is picking Brooke.
Yeah.
She's saying, you're my best friend. I choose you over this. And it, I don't know, it is. It is a love story, these two.
For sure.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I think when you're, I have a lot of, like, oh, baby girl, tenderness for Peyton in this position, because what a nightmarish spot to be in. And they're just kids who don't know how to explain the totality of their feelings to each other.
Well, I like that Haley is expressing her feeling this in this episode of loyalty mm-hmm. to Nathan through
yeah.
booze and skipping school.
Hey, wow.
He's got the devil yeah. in her this episode.
But honestly, it didn't make me cringe at all. I loved it.
It was so
I was
fun.
Like, you go, Haley James.
When Haley goes buck wild, we're all like, woo, get some.
Why does Haley keep ending up with these hats?
Oh my God.
At this point, they're just screwing with you, baby.
Yeah, I mean, that was the most hideous thing I've ever seen in my life. That was worse than the penis hat.
You're saying you don't want to sell that as merch? You don't want to sell the Haley James like knit goober hat?
Maybe that one was the penis hat and I mixed up my memories. I don't know.
No, the other one surely looked more phallic.
Yeah, it was bad. But I do remember that was the first time I ever had to throw up on anybody on camera. And they gave me this cup full of like a little, like a banana smoothie. And I had to take a sip of it right before I got in the car and hold it in my mouth.
The whole time.
Yeah, until
it's the worst
the shot. So you just sit there like acting normal and then you have to pretend like something's coming up and then you throw it up. And Paul, I just had never thrown up in anybody's lap. I had to like throw up in his lap.
Crazy. Oh, they didn't have done that multiple times.
No. He was a great sport about it. I wish we had him on right now to talk about it, but we'll ask him when we see him. But that was a fun day. It was a fun episode. We went out to the beach and that house was so gorgeous, Dan's mm-hmm. beach house. And it was fun to be, James and I had fun. I think I just remember being outside. He and I hadn't gotten to do a lot of stuff, just the two of us out on a location. We usually were on stage somewhere. So that might have been the first time it was just the two of us on location somewhere. Has there been another scene that I'm missing?
Is it the first time we're on the beach?
Might have been.
It feels like it.
Tree Hill was this kind of like nondescript town in the middle of nowhere. And then they realized like, oh God, we've got this gorgeous ocean right here. Like, let's use that. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like the beach kind of belonged to you two. You know, we'd seen it in the distance at the party, but we hadn't been out there, had we?
I don't think so. So it was a gorgeous house. It was a beautiful day. I had on that stupid hat and I got to play drunk, which was so fun. So here's the secret to playing drunk for all you actors out there, which I hope I did a good job so that you actually want to take this advice.
You did great.
The secret to playing drunk is play sober. So whatever you, whatever you think you would do, to act sober, like intentionally, like I am acting, I'm going to put this down. I'm going to sit down here and I'm going to be fine. I am fine.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
That actually is always the thing I do when I have to play drunk is I literally like, I get a little like this. I kind of give myself a sway and then
swaying back and forth.
I'm fine.
I'm good.
And it puts me right there where I'm like,
The sense memory comes back.
Totally fine.
The spins.
That's
it. The, like, difficulty opening your eyes.
Yeah. But what I like about this episode is that we see Haley and Nathan, who have nothing in common.
Uh-huh.
And we see Brooke and Lucas, who have nothing in common. And these two couples are trying to navigate, like, how do we connect? Mm. And because Haley and Nathan talk so much and they talk about therapy and they, you know, they really like dig into the meat of a relationship. They're getting there, you know, whereas Brooke and Lucas are like, she's begging him. She's like, I want to connect. I want to connect. I want to connect. Mm-hmm. And he's like, let me put my tongue in your mouth.
Right.
That's how every conversation ends. He's like, sure, baby, you got it.
He's like, yeah, let's kiss.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the things I love so much too, as we look at the difference between the two, that moment, as fun as it was to watch Nathan and Haley skip school and have these little adventures and, like, you know, get teenage wild, I loved when he came to her and said, essentially, like, I don't want you to change for me. Mm-hmm. I like you. And he says, I like that a person like you sees something in me. And the energy that James brought to that scene, at least for me as a viewer, was it felt like he was saying to her, you make me want to change for the better. I don't want you to change to, like, ditch class.
Yeah. But it was good for her, though. It was good for her.
Yeah. It was good for her. But I loved that he, rather than leaning into it and being like, let's just keep, you know, partying, was like, no, but you, I like you.
Yeah.
Did you ever do a bad thing for a boy?
Yeah.
In high school. What was the worst thing that you did?
I don't know. I was a pretty tame kid.
Oh, I know what I did. I lied. I had a boyfriend who was real bad. We've talked about him. Mm. And he snuck out of school and went home and, like, had lunch and then drank a beer and then came back to school, and the English teacher smelled beer on him. And so he got sent to the principal's office, and they like didn't have a breathalyzer at the high school. And they were like, you have been drinking. And he's like, what are you talking about? They're like, you've been drinking. And he said, no, I have not. I did go home. I'll admit that I skipped school and I went home and I had leftovers from last night. I went to Outback Steakhouse with the Burtons last night because we had gone out to dinner and my parents had him like join us. But he didn't get like beer soaked pizza or, you know, like what smells like beer the next day? And so they called me into the office and they're like, is this story true? And I had to be like, oh, yeah, for sure. It's the leftover Outback Steakhouse. That's what you're smelling, friends. And it was traumatic because I was like student government and like, you know, super good.
That's hilarious, though, Hill. Soph, did you ever do anything in high school that was like bad for a boy?
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I remember my junior year in high school, my friend's parents were going out of town the weekend of prom, which I'm like, I mean,
what parent plans that?
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
You planned it? Like, you set us up. And because I was like, you know, a pretty type A responsible kid, I remember her parents being like, well, the two of you are in charge. And I was like, I'm not in this family, but okay. like, sure. Because I think the idea was, you know, we know 9 times out of 10, like, you know, Sophia's the designated driver. If there's like house parties,
yeah, Sophia had a checklist. She's like, turn the porch lights on at 8:30.
Yeah. You know? I was like, I got wild from time to time, but I was generally too scared. And so I think they were kind of like, you'll make sure things don't get out of hand. And we had some friends that liked to be out of hand, and what was supposed to be like 20 people having an after prom party turned into like 150 people at the house in the pool. It was a rager. It was insane.
That's way too many people.
You were like Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls.
No, it was on. It felt like a movie. Like, it was so crazy. There were so many people, and I remember just being like, "What are we gonna do?" And like trying to manage stuff, but also, you know, trying to make sure, I don't know. I didn't want to like
be a dork.
I didn't want to be like a, you know,
stick in the mud.
and yeah, things just got so wonky. Safe, thank God, but I was terrified.
I could just picture you like looking in the bathrooms to make sure there's still enough toilet paper for everyone. Like
100%. Oh yeah. I was like, oh, you need a bottle opener here. Oh, you need toilet paper here. Like whatever. I remember this guy who a girl at my school was dating was like showing us something, and I was like, cool, like, I don't know what that is. And literally years later, when I was in college, the first time I ever saw a person roll a joint, I was like, oh my God, he was smoking marijuana. Like, I was such a dork. I just didn't know. Yeah. And so I remember going, I went to sleep that night, and like, there were obviously not enough beds for everyone. And I slept in a bed with my boyfriend.
What?
And it turned into this like massive, scandalous, like, because course we got caught. We all got caught.
Yeah, of course.
We tried to lie. It didn't go well. That's what I did. I lied to my friend's parents because I tried to say only a couple people came and then they invited other people, and then, which was true. Yes. But we were like, and I don't know why we said this. We were like, everyone was out by 1 a.m. We swear. And my friend's dad holds up a photo like this and goes, so why does the clock behind this guy opening a beer in my kitchen say 4:30? And we were like, ah! And then somebody had taken a picture of my high school sweetheart and I asleep in a bed together. But they did it because the joke was, this poor guy's been dating Sophia for 3 years.
She won't put out.
She won't put out. Like, the poor kid.
It's his one trophy.
Yeah. Everyone was like, oh. And so then it turned into this thing where, like, weirdly the parents were like, what did you do? And I was like, I slept.
Yes.
I was sleeping. What are you talking about? And man, it was a whole big thing. Luckily, he has the loveliest family, and his parents were just like, the fact that you give us a break, y'all were fine. But I definitely felt bad because I lied
I lied to my friend's parents about the time. Mm. But that was really not, that wasn't for a boy so much as just for us, because we were trying to not get grounded until we graduated.
It's the lion, man. Joy, were you a liar like we were?
No, I was pretty good. I mean, no, I can't think of anything I did bad for a boy. I really like, no, that was really have annoyed me. And my best friend at the time, who I was totally in love with in high school, who was a boy, was also a good kid. So, you know, he was like a upstanding young man, citizen,
sure,
always trying to do the right thing. No. I don't know why this is coming to mind, because it's not really on topic, but I'll tell you anyway. I remember, because I guess it's a misunderstanding. I did feel like, because maybe it's because I'm an artist or a theater kid. I told you, like, I would change in the backseat of a car, whether it was a boy or girl driving, like, whatever. I would, was used to dance and theater, and I was very comfortable with my body. But not in like, I wasn't trying to fuck everybody. I just was like comfortable in my body.
And by the way, it's a banging body, Joy. I'd be comfortable in that too.
But I knew that I felt misunderstood a lot. I felt like people looked at me like I was trying to get attention with my body, and that I was trying to be slutty when I wasn't. I just was like a dancer kid, theater kid.
Oh, you mean they were mad at you because you didn't feel insurmountable shame about just being a girl?
Shocking.
Put a scarlet letter on her.
I remember going up to his lake house. He and his family had this lake house, and I remember going up to it one summer, and I got there was a shower, and we were kind of like, I don't know if I had just if we were it was a bunch of kids that weekend. I think his parents maybe weren't there, and I remember I was taking a shower and he came in to brush his teeth, and there was a big curtain. It's not like we could see each other, but we were very, very close, like besties, like since we were 13. Mm-hmm. So this was a very Lucas Haley relationship, except that I was desperately in love with him. It's okay. It all worked out. But, I was in the shower, and I don't know if you guys do this when you turn on the hot water again, being like a tactile person and being in touch with my body, I just sit there under the heat and I'm like, and I just like, you know, let it all, like, bleh, I'm a singer and I'm vocal. And so I'm sitting in this shower and he's brushing his teeth and I'm in this steaming shower going, and he just goes, and he just like, he stops the water and he's like, what are you doing?
Oh God, I didn't even clock that.
But it wasn't like he was turned on. He was like mad at me for trying
Why would you do this?
I was like ew. I'm nothing. I'm taking a shower. Oh God. Oh no. No, I'm not. And he was like, oh, whatever, Joy. And then, like, you know, rinses his mouth and walked out of the bathroom. He was mad at me. And I just I could never have said anything to convince him that I was not like trying to turn him on and get him.
Well, isn't that when all those Herbal Essence commercials were out? Remember the Herbal Essence commercials where it was like the woman moaning in the shower?
Yes. Isn't that so funny?
That made me so uncomfortable. You guys, I'm so red.
Yeah,
I just had to let it go.
Right?
I had to let it go.
I was like, well, he's going to think I'm a slut. Okay, he thinks
also,
I'm trying
to, whatever. Also, the acoustics in the bathroom are supreme.
Oh, yeah.
So,
no, it was spectacular.
Of course you're making
sounds. Yeah, I'm red too. I'm sweating just even thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm
horrifying.
So uncomfortable.
Embarrassing moments from high school.
Also, I just realized, you guys, I need to say this. So, we threw this party that got out of hand after prom.
upset about the party.
No, I'm so upset. And we got caught, and it was so sad. And my mom really did me a solid and was like, if I tell your father, he's going to kill you, which honestly doesn't make sense. My dad's like a very sensitive artist. I don't think that would have happened. But my mom goes, I'm going to tell your dad I found a pack of cigarettes in your car, and that's why you're grounded for 3 weeks. And so, Dad, you should probably know that when I was a junior in high school, we threw a rager of an after prom party, and Mom and I lied to you about why.
Wait, your dad doesn't know?
Weeks. I don't think he knows.
Hi,
so
Dad.
I was realizing that in real time. My sweet dad, who cries every time he tells me he's proud of me, probably wouldn't have flipped out. But I was today years old when I realized I still had a secret from him.
I love this confession.
Dad. The cigarettes.
My mom, I was like, what? Oh, all right, whatever. That's
sure,
my yeah.
Confessional moments.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that, that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah,
we're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist.
And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's, and I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Okay, how do we get back into the show right now?
Well, my question is, okay, so Sophia, if your dad would have been upset about you having this party like in high school.
Yeah.
When we shot this, we're only like a couple years out of high school. We're like, you know, 3-4 years out of high school. How did your parents react to all this like hot tub stuff? Like all the sexy time stuff?
Yeah, they didn't all the other love stuff. That. They were like, this is...
What is this?
You know, I think it was uncomfortable for them, you know, like as a kid, I don't know. I don't think any of us or anyone listening, like you don't want to see your parents have sex. And I don't think parents want to think about their kids having sex either.
No, it's awkward enough when it comes on a movie and you're all sitting in the room together.
You're it's just like, oh, man. And you know, there's that probably points to the fact that as a society, we need to grow up a little bit and like get unashamed of our bodies. Joy, teach a class.
You know what does it real quick? I just showed Gus The Shining where, you know, like the hot naked woman in the bathtub gets out and he's being a creep and they start kissing and then her body decomposes. Right? So I just watched that with Gus and he never wants to see a naked woman ever in his whole life. He's ruined.
You're all witches.
Yeah, your body's going to fall apart and rot. That'll do it. Yeah, that's the only sex scene that's acceptable is when she turns into a corpse.
Well, and the irony that here we are, you know, talking about like crazy teenage behavior, which we were always modeling on the show, and like everyone's flirting with everyone, and they recast your dad because apparently y'all were flirting and there was no sexual energy between you.
I don't see it. I mean, maybe it'll come up in future episodes, but I didn't clock it at all.
You know who has real sexy energy? And they have a scene in this episode, and I was like, oh man, Deb and Keith.
Girl,
that was hot. Talk like when they're chatting, and he's like, yeah, send Nathan to talk to me. I'm just like, I am.
Isn't it
a little warm?
Funny how chemistry works, because I do love Keith and Karen, and there's a note, like they know each other and there's a warmth there. Mm-hmm. There's something familiar.
It's tender.
But there was like some kind of heat, some kind of energy between Deb and Keith.
Ooh.
I don't know how that happens.
And interestingly though, Craig is like I don't want to say he's a flirty person, but he is a person who listens.
Yeah.
And he looks at you when he's talking to you and it feels nice.
Yeah.
And so his character like listens to the women. He listens to Deb. He listens to Karen. He wants to tell them both like, you're a good mom.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job. Yeah. He says the things that you want to hear. Lucas is copying that behavior and he's telling Brooke, girl, you are great. And he's telling Peyton, like, your art matters. You know, like, it's, I don't know how intentional it is, but it is a generational pattern that we're witnessing.
Except that the way Lucas is doing it is, I guess, the way a teenage boy would, which is mimicking rather than, I don't know, what help me with the vocabulary word of, like, He's mimicking it. He's not actually, it's not coming from an authentic place of really listening and caring. I think he's mimicking the
behavior. He wants to kiss the hot girl.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like he wants to kiss all the girls. Like, you know, the continuation of the way he shows up for Peyton and then the way he shows up for Brooke. It makes sense to me why Brooke says, I think he's, you know, when she says he's trying to have it both ways, he's like, he's basically trying to date us both.
Mm-hmm.
And when you watch it, you're like, yeah, I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. He's confused.
It's probably the most 16-year-old thing about Lucas.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They like wrote, they like, I love books and I'm a man and I'm the man of the house and I think about things. But like ultimately 16-year-old boys want to get down with as many girls as they can get down with. You know, like it's just, it's.
Well, yeah. I think the most juvenile thing about the character is the immaturity with his emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if he didn't have that, you'd probably be like, come on, this is not a kid.
No, he'd be James Vanderbeek. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, so it's terrible for Brooke and Peyton, but it works really well, you know, for a young boy.
I like it in the show too, because it's a good contrast with where Nathan is at, having already experienced all of the stuff that Lucas is just kind of walking into, wading into the world. Nathan's already been through all that. So now he's on this journey to self-discovery, to discovering how to be a better person in the world. He's seeing Dan for who he is. He's really confused and torn in so many directions, but he's learning how to stand up for himself. I mean, I was just so in love with the character of Nathan in this episode. He really won my heart in a big way. I was just proud of him. The way he walked away from the two parents arguing about who's going to give him a ride. And he's like, I'm going to take care of me. You know, setting his own boundaries is pretty great.
I loved it. We were watching the episode, you guys, and it was so cute. I don't even remember what scene it was, but a scene with Nathan ended. And Joy, you go, I'm Team Nathan, man.
Team Nathan all the way.
We know.
Yes.
We love it. It was so cute.
The Dan Scott, I love you, only exists because of Nathan asserting himself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But was such a great piece of acting from Paul, and it was shot so well. What I loved, loved, loved about it is that it's super tight, so it feels like a whisper, and it's over Dan's shoulder.
Yeah, over the back.
Those French overs.
It feels like I can't look you in the eye when I say this. And you know, normally when you shoot a scene, it's like your master shot, which includes the whole set and all the actors, big wide shot, and then coverage. You get coverage of each character. For them to use that angle on Paul and do a whole camera setup for that secret special, I love you, it was really, really good. That's good TV.
Yeah.
It's such good TV. And the way Paul chose to play it, you know, saying how much he cares about him no matter what he chooses. He says these things and starts to cry. I mean, his tears in his eyes. And that pregnant pause where he says all the validating things and that's already so hard for him. And it's like he almost chokes before he says, I love you. And you're right. He can't look Nathan in the eye when he does it. Oh, I mean, what a vulnerable place for Paul to have gone as an actor. What beautiful choices he made in that moment.
Yeah, I agree. It was lovely.
Considering he's such a bastard in all the other scenes. Yeah.
Well, and considering that the scene starts, by the way, with Nathan coming in and saying, I'm really sorry for all the stuff I've been pulling. And Hillary, when we watched it, you were like, he's apologizing to his abuser.
Yeah, maybe nuts.
And then we get to the end of the scene and we're like, oh man, Paul did really good. It's like, it's such a weird thing when you're trying to observe the characters, but you're also watching your friends be incredible actors.
Yeah. Tom Wright did a great job directing this episode. I especially mm-hmm. loved the ending when we got to see everybody in their own place of kind of feeling out their own sense of mm-hmm. loss, confusion, misplacement in the world mm-hmm. and, you know, hoping for hope. I felt like we got a piece of all of that, which was a tone that I think had been missing a little bit from the last few episodes. Mm-hmm. I think we kind of got away from that with all the drama, and this episode seemed to come back to the heart, the core of what this show is about. It's not about the drama. It's about the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the space for big feelings. I mean, even thinking about the fact that it opens in the therapist's office.
Right.
It's like, this is going to be an episode where we really excavate what's going on with everybody. And it rings true through the whole thing. And it's really good.
Yeah. I loved that.
I want to talk about Jake Jagielski.
Let's talk about him.
All the time.
I mean, Jake Jagielski is a really grounding character in this because he makes Lucas kind of cut the and he's got way bigger things going on than anyone else. You know, like having a child is such a major deal that it's like, oh, your feelings got hurt by a boy. Cool story, kid. You know, I loved working with Brian. Like, it's not a secret that I was just like, oh my God, he's so cool. But to see him with these scenes with the baby in this episode and bringing her to practice and the slow burn between Peyton and Jake, she has not we see like little twinkle in her eye, but Peyton has not been like, sup. Whereas so many other characters in our show are just like, I love you. Like right away, like the rush into relationships. Like even Sophia, you were saying when Brooke shows up and she's like, hi, boyfriend. And we were like, oh, we're there.
I was like, what? We're on the B word?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
The slow burn with Jake, I'm slow to warm up in real life.
It's good for Peyton.
Same.
This is sort of what we were talking about in the episode that we saw where everybody was goading you and you kissed Lucas out of spite almost. And then suddenly you guys were in a bedroom tearing each other's clothes off. And he's telling you, I want everything with you. I want the whole fairy tale after like four episodes. It's just like, you know, I mean, he just met you. Chill the fuck out, man.
Like what?
Yeah.
And this feels, that's what I was saying when we were watching, I get such soulmate vibes from Jake and Peyton because he is waiting for her. He gets it. And she takes time and he takes time. He's got plenty of shit going on too. And I just feel like it was such a good match. And I'm so mad that we got robbed and we didn't get to see you guys together forever.
I agree.
That's all. I'm off my soapbox.
We were supposed to do a different movie. There was a movie that we were supposed to do together years ago.
Really?
Yeah, something he did. And they like called to see if I could do it. And I had like, you know, I had a toddler and Jeff was gone and I wasn't able to go do it. But Greenberg is one of those people. I've gotten to work with so many of our friends doing Christmas movies.
Yeah.
You know, like Tyler and Buckley and, you know, Antoine and Lee and all, you know, the whole gang that I haven't gotten to work with Brian again. And I would like to. He's a
we
gotta
fun do it. We need it
because scene partner.
That's going to give me my Peyton and Jake for life moment.
It's the ending we want to see.
I need that.
You know what's funny, though? Like, when you point out how swiftly characters are like, all of it, you've changed my life. You're my
you've
everything.
Changed like, my life in three episodes.
Yeah, it's like, gee, this is a lot. Like,
so much pressure.
I love, and I guess I'm like, oh, that's what I relate to. Like, the moment in the last episode at the open mic night, when there's just that beat between Peyton and Jake, and you like look at him, I'm like, oh, it's that's everything. And I'm like, I guess that's how I flirt. I'm like, hey, and then I don't talk. Because I'm slow to do the warm up too. I don't know.
Greenberg in real life became like a good friend to me season one, because I'd gone through that breakup. I was like starting to date someone new. I didn't have a car. He went car shopping with me. And like, I remember we were like looking at Mountaineers. Like that, he was like, what you need is a Mountaineer. Like, let's go look at Mountaineers.
Is that what I need?
Yeah. I was like, sure, mister. That'll get you in my car. Cool. But then he became, I'd never lived in LA. And so he became the person when we started to have to go out to LA for press for the show that would like show me where to eat dinner and like where to go. Mm. And, you know, that same cool dude energy, like, girl, I'm not into you, but I'm your cool guy friend. You know, Jake has that. He's not looking for a girlfriend. You know, everything's about the daughter and his interests lie outside of, I want to put my tongue in that girl's mouth. That's what sets him apart from the other boys.
Yeah. We're like, wow, look at that guy. And then it's like, oh man, the bar's maybe not that high. He's high above it, but I feel like the bar's kind of low. Set your bars high, ladies.
It's high school.
Listen, I kissed so many people in high school and I don't regret a bit of it.
No
That's
way,
That's when
Jose.
You're supposed to kiss people.
Yes.
Get it out of your system.
Oh man, when I lived in New York after high school, I kissed so many people. So fun.
You did?
Of course.
What's the best? Give me the best New York City post-high school kiss.
Oh my gosh.
Where you hear like, kiss me.
Well, I told you about the guy that was at from Juilliard that I, you know, we were dancing around it, and I was standing outside of his college dorm, and he like answered. I went back because I left something there, and he answered the door shirtless, and then like I was like, I'm dying right now, and then he hugged me, and like my heart was pounding, and he goes, your heart's pounding.
Like, oh God!
It was very exciting, but I actually don't even remember if we kissed then. I think I ran away, like I always did. I was like, I'm okay, mom, and then just ran off. But I did. I was dating a guy in New York, and I remember it was just like a dreary night. We went to see some Beatles movie at like one of those, you know, movie theaters underground that played old movies, like
yeah,
some draft house or something, and then. Yeah, I remember going outside and it was like, it was on the east side and it was drizzly and we just kissed on a street corner and it was so beautiful. And by the way, this is somebody who had been dating my roommate. And then
scandal.
I know. And then this is the high school thing. Oh my gosh, Hillary, this is the same thing that happened to you, the switcheroo. And then he was like,
yeah,
I think I like your roommate instead. And I was like, I don't know if I, but oh my God, I think I was kind of like broke in this
Boys
scenario.
Love the switcheroo.
She was like, I'm fine. It's fine. Whatever. Don't worry about it. You know, I wasn't that into him anyway. And then of course, years later, she was like, that wrecked me. I was like, I'm sorry.
Oh God.
You're like, but you said, but wait, oh wow.
You know, it is realistic.
It is.
I guess
it's your Brooke and Peyton
we're
moment.
Just young and dumb and we don't understand our emotions and we don't have anybody telling us what's okay and what's not okay. No. We're just trying to figure it out.
And you so badly want to be okay with things, to like be cool.
You think it's mature.
You know, team player and
team player.
Just tell me how you feel.
Here's the thing. If you're young out there listening, we just need you to go be as messy as humanly possible because one, you'll get to laugh about it when you get older.
Safely, please.
And two, it's a good way to practice chaos. Like chaos from kissing somebody is so easy. It seems big when you're young, but it's a really easy practice tool so that when you're older and like real shit hits the fan, you're like, oh, I know how to deal with this.
Yeah.
I kissed the wrong person once and I practiced these feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I kissed somebody. There was a boy right before I left for college that I worked with, and he was older and he was very, he felt dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like one of our dates was like, we went to a cemetery that was supposed to be real haunted and he'd been living alone in like a farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere. And you know, like, and he drove like a
Sounds
muscle
like a
car.
Serial killer.
I know. I'm but, like, is this but, true detective?
Baby, he was so good looking. And I was like, I'm working with this guy, but I'm going to kiss him for sure. And so we went out. I don't know where we went one night. and he picked me up and he brought me home. And like, we talked on my parents' front stoop for a long time. And I was like, well, I'll walk you to your car. My parents' neighborhood had the best show because I was kissing a new dude every other week, like that last summer before college. And as like we got to his car door, we just stood there and I was like, I don't want it to be awkward at work. And he goes, it's been awkward at work.
Yeah.
And then kissed me. And I was just like, this is a movie. This is awesome. Wow.
That is good.
Kiss as many people as possible.
Yeah, for sure. I'm down with that.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. And I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
You guys, I am spread so thin and I am in my car 90% of the day shuttling children. So when I am parked in the pickup line and I can get my grocery shopping done, it is the greatest treat in the world. And that is why I am obsessed with Thrive Market.
Absolutely. Because the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch while you're killing time in the parking lot, wherever you are? That's where Thrive Market comes in for me. It's the no junk food, healthy grocery store that we love, that your kids love. It's great.
That's it, baby. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
And I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. See, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And then you can use their on-site filters to suit whatever your lifestyle needs are.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Ooh, honey. You know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today. Oh, I know what I want to talk about in this episode.
Oh, yeah, go.
Eye makeup. Because you guys have met JoJo, you haven't met Kelly Jefferson yet, who was the other half of that dream team. Sophia, your eye makeup in particular is so on point.
So beautiful.
It's so good. It's so bold.
Talk to us about the collaboration between you and Kelly Jefferson to create the iconic early 2000s look.
Eye? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I wish I could remember how it started. But when Kelly came in, because, you know, she wasn't our makeup artist right in the beginning.
Yeah.
She was like, this girl is into fashion. And she, and we were like looking through magazines because there was no Pinterest yet. and we really got into this idea, which I love because it's like Brooke's trying to make herself up. Like the girls she sees in the magazines. But she's 16, so she like matches her eyeshadow to her outfit.
No.
And I just love it. And we really thought a lot about how to do it and how to bring something young to it. Cause it's a look that you see on girls in their 20s.
Yeah.
You know, or at least you did then. And so we really wanted to figure out how to make it feel like, you know, this young girl who was super into makeup, but she didn't have like an eye she did every day. She like coordinated with her outfits. And I don't know. I just loved it. And Kelly,
remember
and
the Candies ads? Remember the Candies ads?
Oh, yeah.
The shoes?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like that kind of color and that mischief is like really kind of how the Brooke character started to feel of like, I'm going to wear this juicy lip gloss today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got really into... God, we bought so many palettes of really colorful eyeshadow. We got really into like super glossy lip gloss. I mean, Kelly and I really, really worked on what that girl looked like.
It's awesome.
Joy, your eye makeup was really good too. Did you?
Yeah.
Once you started dating Nathan, did that free you up to be flirtier aesthetically? Because they really tried to make you like, you know, the girl that didn't wear any makeup in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was part of it. She was like just experimenting a little bit more with wanting to feel grown up. But I also don't know that I don't think I put that much thought into it. I might have, but I don't remember. But was Kelly on this episode? She must have been, because that is such a Kelly. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that was just her instinct was to draw out my brown eyes. I don't know. Try and make them look bigger or something, doughier. I don't know. But, she did a great job. Yeah, we need to ask her for sure.
She'll tell us.
Kelly Ray Gore Jefferson.
Okay, so Destiny wants to know, after so many years of doing the show, how were you guys able to snap into character and back into your own personality during filming? And do you think that affected your actual personality? I think it would be the other way around. For me, I mean, my personality would have affected the character more than the character affecting my personality. I think. I hope.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it in the past. I feel like part of the reason I got so goofy in interviews or just like kind of flippant and would lie is because I needed people to understand that I'm not Peyton Sawyer. Like I'm not an innately sad person. So I would clown it up a lot. I still do. Cause I also just don't like wallowing in you know, I'm not a wallower.
Yeah.
Be sad and move on.
Me too.
Yeah. I feel that. I don't like to wallow, but I am really analytical and really introspective and really want to like, I want to suck the marrow out. You know, I want to get the lesson. I want to understand systems. Like I like technical things and none of that you see in Brooke.
We got a glimpse of it this episode where she's like, I need to know your hobby.
Yeah, that's true.
I need to know what you like.
I need to know what you like and I want to like it too. I think what was hard, and I talked about this a little bit before too, it was hard for me to feel like people thought I was some like out there super sexual person because Brooke was. Because it brought an energy and like a gaze my way that made me feel very, very exposed and very uncomfortable. So it's interesting. I know that as the years went on, there were things about my personality, to Joy's point, that affected Brooke's more. And I do think I took some lessons from Brooke. You know, I was such a people pleaser. I was a pro at like ignoring red flags and just being a good girl. And Brooke really taught me to be like, I'm not going to put up with this. Like, absolutely not.
I'm done.
You know, we're finished here. This is the line. You've crossed it. I didn't have that when I started playing her at all. That took me years to cultivate. And in hindsight, I feel like she probably helped me learn that.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like I'm done.
I'm done. I'm just crying in my Cheerios still. Just feeling big feelings. Dealing with my kids. You know, it's so funny because I like, my son is a really tender animal. And so sometimes when we're watching these episodes and I see Peyton being like particularly sensitive, it's like watching Gus in a wig. Aww. Because he has the chin tremble when he gets upset. And I'm just like, oh no.
Oh my gosh.
It's my kid. Yeah. Yeah. He can't watch these till he's much, much, much older. Otherwise, he'll just be able to manipulate me. It's too much. All right. We got another question. Joy, what's our next question?
Oh, I like this one. We've talked about this, but I think the fans will love to know. Erin has a question about stage names. Mm-hmm. She asks, have you ever considered or did you ever consider using a stage name instead of your real name? And Joy, why do you use Bethany if you don't go by that name? Is there a story behind why you go by Joy instead of Bethany?
Yeah, I'll run into my portion of this real quick. I of course considered using a stage name when I was younger because I was obsessed with the name Rose. And I remember going on an audition once with my mother and I was old enough to sign my name. She made me sign myself into the sign-in sheet. So I must have been, I think I was probably 10, 9 or 10. And I wrote my name as Rose Lenz on the sign-in sheet because I wanted to see what, you know, what it would sound like to have somebody call that out and if I liked it. And so she said, you know, somebody came out and called Rose, Rose Lenz. And I stood up and walked in. My mom's like,
Do you know where you got the name from? Where'd you hear it that you were like, that's the one?
I don't. I've just, and it's my daughter's middle name. I've just always, I don't know, that name just very syncopated with me in some deep way. Symbiotic. I don't know what the word is. Anyway. But yeah. And then I changed the spelling of my name to J-O-I-E when I was 13, just in high school, and went by J-O-I-E Lens for many years professionally. And then changed it when I got One Tree Hill. I was just going through sort of a shift in my life and trying to figure out, I guess, wanting to be more authentic and not trying to be whatever everybody else, what I thought everyone else wanted me to be, which is like the theme of my life. It's something I've been trying to figure out how to, it's been a very, it's funny being my age now and looking back and being like, man, like, God, it took me a long time. Like, I was aware that that was a problem of mine when I was 20, but it's still working its way out of my system. Like,
it takes
what?
My God.
Yeah, so that's why I decided to use my whole name. I've never personally liked the name Bethany for me, but I felt I was, it was more of like a leap of faith. Like, I'm just going to like embrace fully who I am and just go for this and use my whole name. So whatever. I still wish I was Rose Lenz, but it's too late now.
Rose Joy Lenz. Yeah, it's funny. I interestingly know a lot of guys who go by their middle name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't really know where that comes from. If someone wants to give us the research on that, we would love it.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I always thought was cool about you using your full name, you know, first, middle, last, was that people who aren't really close to you will call you Bethany, and we get to call you Joel.
It's also how we know who's full of shit.
It does. It does and help. It helps to know when somebody says, hey, Bethany, and I'm like, oh, you don't know me. Yes, how can I help you? You know, if somebody calls me Joy, then I know they know me.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that's so cool. I never thought to use one. Hill, did you?
So when we started doing the show, I never had this problem at MTV. I had this problem when we started doing the show is, you know, like the creepy message boards. People started accusing me of making up my name because the spelling is like all wonky.
What?
And
what?
They were like, she's trying so hard to get attention by like changing, like clearly that's not her real name. And I remember like, you know, when you get mad about dumb stuff.
It's not
stuff
like your name was like Tiger.
Yeah.
Well, that'd like, be cool.
What? I mean, it would have been cool.
No, I'm named... You know how I got my name? I guess this is the story that I got. My mother was like turbo pregnant. And if I was going to be a boy, I was going to be named after my dad. But she didn't have a girl name. And I guess she went to her brother's house and there was a golden retriever next door that was like yapping. And this woman comes out of the back door and is like, Hillary, Hillary, knock it off. You know? And my mom was like, cool. I mean, that's the story that I've gotten over the years. But oh a yappy gosh. Golden retriever with an IE. Hillary with an IE. Yeah, I thought about going as Hillary Ross. Mm. My middle name is Ross with one S. See, again, it was like a weird spelling thing.
I like it.
I don't know, guys. But no, I don't know. Even now, you know, I'm Hillary Burton Morgan now, and it just feels like so many syllables.
I know. Bethany Joy Lenz. And that, it doesn't like, it's not like,
I like
Sarah Jessica Parker. It all rolls off your tongue.
It made signing autographs significantly more work.
I know.
Right?
You should just do your initials.
Yeah.
HBM. The BM is a little. Am I a BM girl? I'm such a 10-year-old about it.
Like, you're perfect. You're like, oh, I don't know what that means. Oh my God. If you just, I need you to do just once sign something, Hillary Poop.
I'm Hillary number two.
Mm-hmm. Hillary two. I don't know. I like the sound of your name with Jeff's name. It feels very complete.
Do you know what it feels like to me? Farrah Fawcett Majors. That's what I thought of when I added the Morgan on. was like, yeah, I always wanted three names. Everybody else got three names.
Got it.
Chad and Joy got three names.
I never thought to have a stage name. And honestly, I kind of wish I did because people are so freaking creepy.
Yeah.
Like most people are nice, but the ones that are creepy are so deeply creepy.
They like track down your parents.
Yeah. And it's like, I really wish I had like a layer of protection, like even with silly things, like, you know, certain verifications you need, like for your bank where you have to give them your mom's maiden name. I can't.
Yeah.
I had to make something up. And I mean, we all, this is obviously a thing we all share. I don't know, it really irks me. Like I am such a believer in like respect and boundaries. So when they get crossed, it like, it makes me like not be able to sleep at night. And oof, it just like, it really like affects my feelings. And so I'm like, man, if I had a stage name, maybe I could have just had
Hold on, let's space. Like, what would your stage name be? In a perfect world, okay, what's your stage name?
It's 1955. You go to the studio, you show up at 20th Century Fox, or what was the big studio back then? I don't know.
MGM.
Fine. Ooh. You go to MGM.
Metro Golden Mayer.
And they've got the little window, and you walk up to the window, and there's a guy sitting there, and he's got two things of index cards. One is first names, one is last names. And that's how they picked your name, by the way.
Is that really how they did it?
Yep. You would just file through the thing and pick a card at random and pick another card at random. And there you go. Ava Gardner.
No.
Yep. Stop.
That's it.
Okay. So what will yours be?
I was also today years old when I learned this.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
We need good stage names so that when we do our next series together.
That's right. That's right. Here's mine. Eve Harling.
Mm. Ooh, Harling.
Harling. Mm. I love it. Eve is really good. I would take, there's all sorts of names I love the sound of, but man, let me tell you what, I would love to have not shared a last name with two former U.S. presidents, especially because my dad is from Canada.
Related?
Yeah.
Everyone, it's so insane. And I still get people who like yell at me who were like, you know, you're so progressive. Your family must be embarrassed. I'm like, my family's from Canada and I don't know what you're talking about. But so yeah, it would have been cool to not have had that. I would have taken an index card of whatever.
Yeah, I'll take anything you got. I always wanted to be someone really bitchy, like Andromeda Sykes, you know, like something kind of androgynous and just like, yeah. I'm hard. I'm a heart. That. I'm Andromeda.
That's good.
Mm. Yeah. Evil. Mm. Yeah, we like evil. Evil works. You know what I mean? Every movie needs an evil person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man. Like a name like Cruella DeVille. Mm. It's so good.
So good. Should we, while we're talking about selecting things at random, should we spin the wheel?
Let's spin the wheel.
That's a good segue, Joy. Okay, what do we got? The winner is... most likely to
live with their mom as an adult.
Well, okay, so character most likely to live with their mom as an adult. Wait, did Brooke live with Victoria?
No.
Did Victoria live with Brooke?
I think Victoria lived with Brooke, maybe.
She didn't live with me. I would have loved it, honestly. If I could have gotten more hilarious scenes like with, you know, Daphne just juggling stuff at home. I would have loved it.
Yeah. Which character would live with their mom?
Can I sign Brooke up to live with her mom now?
Yeah.
All right.
Fine. Call Daph.
I think Keith would have, but not in the derogatory way that I think this is implying. I think he would have done that to care for. He seems like the most nurturing that would be the kind of person that would have stuck around.
Oh, I like
and
that.
Actually, Craig himself also would be the type of person that would, would do that.
Yeah. Craig Keith. Winner, winner. Yeah. Chicken dinner.
Into it.
Yeah, and in the sweetest way.
But in a loving way.
Yeah. Caretaking. Respect for your elders.
I love it. Hey, do we know what happens in the next episode? What do we have to look forward to next week? Anything anything dangerous? Anybody else taking their pants off next episode?
I have to look at the rundown. What is it?
Crash Course in Polite Conversations is the next episode. Are you guys at home watching along with us? I hope so.
I hope so too.
It's fun to watch it week by week like we had to in 2003. You know, that weekly anticipation. Because as I'm washing dishes before we tape these things, I'm like, man, I can't wait. Like,
I know.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited. I hope we, and guys, we watch these right before we film our podcast. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how we do it. It's not like, oh, watch it sometime this week. Like, we are sitting down, mm-hmm. watching them together and rolling right into taping for you. So I hope that you'll watch along with us. In fact, maybe we should do a live watch sometime. Like an Instagram live watch right before we film our podcast or something.
Let's do that. Well, we're going to practice our live events. And I'm really excited about the live event that we have coming up for OTH Thank Day. I hope we get a ton of fan questions.
Yep.
I think we should all coordinate our outfits.
Oh, yes.
Right? Yeah. What are you guys wearing? I don't know what to wear.
I don't either.
I'm excited to see you in person, though. That's going to be really fun.
Me too.
So excited.
Yeah. All right. So you guys get your tickets to that. Watch episode 12. So that way we're all on the same page next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut. And I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site.
Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.